Welcome back to Off the Bench. Remiss of me not to mention already this morning the Punters Club password today. Get your entry in now. Simply your sports bet username, your suburb, and your password is millions after the magic millions today. So get your entry in. Millions. Text us that now for your chance to enter. One off the Tempur-Tech Sparkling Burgundy at Seppel's. Great way to open the bowling. Not a bad suggestion. I'll take any others that come through as well. Next Sunday as we head down there. But time now for
the third person self-congratulator.
You couldn't throw me a bone or two, Hussie, after I helped bloody build you.
I'm not saying I changed the game, but I did.
Movies where you've got 400 Gerard Whateleys and 400 Dwayne Russells all doing their thing.
I'm very comfortable in my own skin.
Alexander the Great wept when he realised that there was no more world to conquer. That's a little bit how I felt after the last at Sale today.
Del Santo, skillful.
Wear the three hats of being Sally Pearson the person, Sally Pearson the athlete, and Sally Pearson the coach.
My friends call me Robbo. You can call me Robocop.
When they open my rib cage up, Gary, and they actually look inside and see how big the wisp's heart is, it's going to defy science.
You get Dwayne's word on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
And Brownie, this is into our seventh year. Tough year because Malcolm Blight has been had his jersey retired. So the leaderboard after 3 weeks, of course, for John Allen Better Electrical. We welcome Brendan and his team back. Go and see them in Knox Ozone for 2021. The seventh year, Blight won three in a row and then Snap. We're now playing for the Malcolm Blight Snap medal. Leaderboard, tag it on seven. Out of the gates well, Brownie. Kane Corns, four. Old Mate Picks, four. Fleming, four. And Kevin Rudd, four. And you, Campbell Brown, three. Give you a chance. Real chance.
Not sure.
30
not
vote sure week. That. One vote. Old Mate Howie.
He is also approaching his 100th test match. Now, there's a little podcast floating around. You may have heard of it. Called the Howie Games. You should check it out. Blake and Clive got my own show. But I had the
plug.
I had the chance.
Very good.
One vote. One vote to Boomer Harvey.
I was going to ask you about Anthony Boomer. Obviously, Madge's from a big family, but a close family, and how big a carrot that was to ultimately getting him to sign on for the 2 years like he has.
Yeah, well, listen, I'd like to think I was the carrot. He wants to come and play with me again, but I'd...
Boomer was the carrot. One vote. At two votes, I tell you what, Chuck Berry dines out on quote-unquote finding Nathan Lyon. Nathan's always got a restraining order on Chuck, but not in the eyes of Chuck. Two votes.
Every now and again, you know, there'll be a text or I'll send him a good luck and, you know, we will talk this week leading into the test match. And this is the quality of the person and probably privately, but he said, look, you know, if we can get you up here, I'd love you to be there for my 100th test match.
It's two votes. Right, now we get to four votes for Tillakaratne Dilshan, who it was a great interview during the week, but he started with this.
I straight away had a chat with Captain Mahela, his captain. Mm-hmm. I said, Mahela, from now, you don't pick me as a middle order. If you want to play as a team member, I want to open.
So he decided he was opening, which reminded us of this.
So come on, let's work as a team, please, and do it my way.
There we go. And he went on to talk about how he became an opener in more detail.
Then the first game, I got 195 against one of the top team in Sri Lanka, Coles. Then that tournament during the, we championed the tournament. And yeah, then after that, they picked to side, the test side. I scored double 100, the 200, both innings at Bangladesh. Next tour to Pakistan. First series, I got the man of the series, 2008. From there, until retire, I didn't give my opening spot to anyone. I performed from 2008 to 2017, non-stop, almost 9,000 to 10,000 runs.
There you go. Didn't miss, did he? Now, four lots of big votes to finish with, Brownie. Big identities, these. You know some of them. I'll get your observations as we go. First up, five votes to Andrew Bogut, first for this.
And I guess that's what we want. We want the rogue bogues. Is I've got the balls to break this kind of stuff. I have no problem talking about it. I get blacklisted. I have no issue with it. But people are sending me this, like, hey, you might find this interesting. I got to run with it, obviously, and put it out there because I think it's important breaking news.
Making waves with his new podcast, is Andrew Bogut.
It has worked. And then I like this brand he's created for himself, Five Votes.
I called it, man. I'm calling myself Nostra Bogus. I mean, I called this 3 or 4 weeks ago because I know the MO of NBA players. I've been around that league for 15 years.
I like the brand, Nostradamus.
I do too. I follow him on Twitter. Yeah. I know there's been a few moments between you two guys, but I'm a big fan of Andrew Bogut and what he brings to the table.
Me too. And it'll only get more interesting post-career. Five to someone you know very well, Shane Warne. How's this for another name drop?
Chris Martin.
Right.
The lead singer Coldplay has become one of my best friends. We're best mates.
Best mates?
Very close mates. So I remember I was around there playing poker one night and he got a text message just on the phone and Coldplay were playing later that week at Eddie Marvel Stadium, and he just turned to us like very calmly and said, "Oh, boys,
we're off.
I'm up on stage playing the harmonica in the middle of the Coldplay concert, right?
Hold that.
And yep, go.
Hold that thought for after 10. We've got 2 minutes of audio. I'm sorry, I'm running a little bit tight for time here against the 10 o'clock news. I do want to hear the end of that story at the end. 6 votes to Tim Payne for this.
As I said, I'm really looking forward to getting to Brisbane, bouncing back and playing the game more like Tim Payne plays the game. You know, for me, as I said, the best version of Tim Payne playing cricket and wicket-keeping and captaining is someone who's got a smile on his face, someone who's enjoying the game.
Bad as it gets. But drum roll as we finish. 6 votes. And he moves from 7 to 13 and he's out Bo Rogue style in front in the sulky. David Taggart first for this.
$3.70
for the first 6.
Oh, giddy up. That's the way you do it. Taggart goes bang.
and then this.
Sammy Hargraves let you guys, oh, you're like a little master. I went, yeah, Sachin Tentaggart. Anyway.
Sachin Tentaggart in front.
He'll be hard to catch now.
Coldplay. So he played the harmonica?
Goes up on stage, middle of the concert, 40,000 people. Warnie gets up and plays the harmonica for one of Coldplay's great songs. It was extraordinary behaviour.
It was. More on Shane Warne, by the way, after 10. I want to ask you about something he's been involved with. This is Off the Bench Around Australia.